Trading in futures products entails significant risk of loss, which must be understood prior to trading and may not be appropriate for all investors.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, March 14th, 5:28 a.m. Central Time. Grain markets are mixed this morning. May corn futures up a quarter cent at 441 and a half. May soybeans up 7 1/4 at 12.04, back above $12 for the first time in a while. May Chicago wheat down 5 3/4 at 538 1/2. May Kansas City wheat down 5 at 582 1/2. I'm sorry, 538 3/4 was the quote for Chicago. May spring wheat down 3 1/4 at 660 1/4. Start off with some Brazilian weather.
Key Brazilian corn areas would benefit from additional rainfall. Parts of southern Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul have seen limited rainfall and are running substantial moisture deficits. Many areas have seen less than half of their normal rainfall since February 1st. The forecast offers only limited relief. Additional rains will be needed during April and May.
So farmers in Brazil are wrapping up planting of this second corn crop, which according to this USDA map is 73% of annual production. So this is the big crop that we care about. When you look at these two maps, if you guys are watching, Mato Grosso is the biggest state when it comes to the second corn crop, 45% of production. And a lot of those areas up to the north are in good shape. It's just that southern areas of that state, then areas further south and to the southeast are running big time moisture deficits. So they just wrapped up planting and it was kind of dry during planting, which is not a problem. And it's probably not going to be a problem for another couple weeks. You're going to need to see rains return in a more material fashion in April and into May during like the heart of the growing season. We're not seeing a ton in the forecast here this morning. This is not a concern right now. I don't think the funds or anybody else is going to come in and buy corn because of dryness in Brazil right now. Fast forward 3 weeks, I think this could become a story. When it comes to global corn production, Brazil is the third largest corn producer on the planet. The United States is towers above everybody else, and then China would be second. Brazil would be a distant third. But Brazil has garnered some export business that maybe would have been U.S. export business in the past. They've signed deals in the last couple of years to export corn to China, which has not helped anything in the United States. So it absolutely does matter. And if you run into some drier conditions or they continue into the next couple of months, I think it could be something that corn traders will pay attention to.
A surplus of Russian wheat has caused global prices to plunge. In anticipation of a bumper crop, Russia is dumping cheap wheat onto the global market. The price of Russian wheat exports has dropped to its lowest point since August 2020. U.S. and European wheat prices have fallen to their lowest levels in 3.5 years. According to the USDA, Russia is expected to export a record 51 million tons of wheat this season, 7% more than last season. Global wheat prices are expected to remain under pressure for the rest of the year due to sizable crops coming out of the U.S. and Russia.
So on the supply side, you've got cheap supplies out of Russia. On the demand side, we've seen stories that China, who is becoming a cereal canceller, China has canceled wheat purchases from the United States, France, and also now Australia just in the last 5 or 6 days. So you've got a big importer canceling purchases or delaying them. This Reuters piece that discussed this morning said that a lot of these shipping timeframes are being moved to the first quarter, or from the first quarter to the second quarter and third quarter. So it's like you've got supply problems and demand problems, I guess. It's all bad across the board. Wheat futures have been unable to sustain a rally. We saw Chicago wheat futures go up and test some stuff on the charts yesterday and kind of back off. Spring wheat futures did the same thing, hasn't acted real well. And Russia is the big dog out there when it comes to global wheat exports. 51 million metric tons is the estimate for this year. And the second behind them would be the European Union at 36.5. So Russia is kind of controlling the wheat market to some extent.
So if you guys haven't checked out our premium content, you need to do so. Joe, can you tell me about the video you put together with Brian Split yesterday?
Brian was on yesterday and did charts and actually had some nice things to say about the row crop markets in particular, which look better from a technical standpoint. Brian talked about some potential upside targets, some things you should be aware of, also some new crop targets, and also some like kind of both sides of the deal here. This was a really, really good one. I thought it was excellent. Earlier this week, I did a video regarding old crop target orders and review. This is straight up cash grain marketing. I talked about old crop corn, soybeans, and wheat. I've got some unpriced bushels, unfortunately, which I know a lot of you guys do, that I'm looking to get cleaned up and wrapped up here. Talked about target orders, what I've done. This is a super transparent, easy to follow approach to grain marketing. If you guys want to see all of that stuff, sign up for the premium deal this morning. Go to standardgrain.com. This is a $50 per month subscription. You can cancel at any time. There's no other fee. There's no other obligation. Nobody will try to sell you anything else. The whole thing is a piece of cake. All of the videos come via email and they're just private links. You click on them. They play. There's no login instructions, nothing like that. This is the easiest thing in the world to do. It takes you like a minute to sign up. You can sign up on your phone or on your computer. Piece of cake. Give that deal a shot this morning, guys.
U.S. ethanol production declined last week. Weekly output of 1.02 million barrels was down 3.1% on the week and down 1.4% versus the same week last year. Ethanol stocks were pegged at 25.8 million barrels. The print was down 1% compared to the previous week, but up 1.8% compared to the same week last year. Implied gasoline demand was up marginally compared to the previous week and up 5.6% versus the same week last year. On average, over the last 4 weeks, implied U.S. gasoline demand is down marginally versus the same period last year.
Ethanol production is strong. I have nothing bad to say about ethanol production at all. The margins are actually not that great. There are some areas, I believe, that when you take a look at spot prices of corn, which is cheap, and inputs and also ethanol, where margins are negative. And a lot of that is because ethanol itself is cheap. This Platts ethanol contract, which is a gauge, generally speaking, of ethanol prices, was $1.62 per gallon yesterday. And it had spent a lot of time in that $2.50 neighborhood through 2023, through 2022. It's much, much cheaper now. So that's why some of your margins are negative. Ethanol stocks are high, but that's normal for this time of year. You will see them draw down into the spring and summer driving months. So ethanol is good. I think USDA may have to come up slightly with its corn demand via ethanol estimate in future USDA reports.
NOPA will release February crush data on Friday. Traders estimate that NOPA members crushed 178.06 million bushels of soybeans in February. If realized, the crush would be down 4.2% from January, but up 7.6% compared to February of 2023. Additionally, it would be the largest February crush on record. Soybean oil stocks as of the end of February are forecast at 1.6 billion pounds. If realized, stocks would be up 5.6% from the end of January, but down 12.1% from February of last year. They would also be the largest end of month stocks since June. That report will be released on Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time.
Record crush is a phrase that we've heard a lot of recently, and we're going to hear a lot more of as we move forward. USDA is projecting that we're going to crush a record amount of soybeans in the United States this year. And I actually think that their estimate may be slightly too low. They're at, I believe, 2.3 billion bushels. It may end up closer to 2.4, depending on how the next few months go. The problem is exports when it comes to demand. I mean, demand for soybeans in the United States is largely twofold. It's part exports and it's part crush. There's a little bit in the middle. And the trend here recently, as you guys can see, is we've been crushing a lot more, but we've been exporting a hell of a lot less. And the increase in domestic crush has not been enough to offset big crops and a weaker export share in the United States. So crush is excellent. I got nothing bad to say about ethanol production or soybean crush. It's all very good. The export piece, especially as it relates to soybeans, is our problem here.
In January, an internal investigation into ADM's nutrition sector's accounting practices caused shares to plunge 24% and the company to lose $8 billion in one day. Over the last decade, to grow the company, ADM has spent billions of dollars to expand its nutrition sector, but the results have been lackluster. In 2023, the sector's operating profit declined by 36%. ADM is taking aggressive steps to repair the sector. However, it's doubtful that investors will repurchase shares anytime soon. Since the probe began, ADM has only regained a small portion of its reduced market value.
Yeah, ADM has lost, what, $10 billion in market cap since this all started. And then yesterday, more good news for ADM. There's a Justice Department probe. This is from Reuters. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating Archer Daniels Midland ethanol trading operation as part of a broader probe of the commodity giant's accounting practices, according to three people with knowledge of the matter. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York is probing whether ADM improperly accounted for hedges in its ethanol trading unit, said three sources. So the hits keep on coming for ADM. I don't know exactly what this means. Probably not good for the stock. I didn't look at it this morning, but couldn't be helpful. What did cattle do yesterday?
They closed higher. Feeders closed an average of $1.84 higher. Live cattle were an average of $1.42 higher. Box beef was mixed. Choice ended the day at $309.82. That was down 77 cents. And select ended the day at $301.04. That was up $1.44.
We do have an export sales report this morning at 7:30 Central Time. Corn sales should be 800,000 up to 1.4. Don't be surprised if you see net cancellations of wheat because of those Chinese wheat cancellations we've seen recently. Soybean sales for the current marketing year expected 250 to 800. Outside markets, the S&P is up 17. U.S. dollars about flat. The Dow's up 100 points. Bonds are flat. Crude oil's up 67 cents and May WTI 79.96 last trade. Have a great day, guys. We'll talk to you on Friday.